starting to realize I live in a nut house. Every day I wake up and the howling is louder from down the block, the crazies banging their heads and smearing God knows what on their walls, a cacophony of madness that disturbs my sleep. They think most everything is a conspiracy of some insidious sort, plots by the government, deep state master plans to control their lives, schemes by the corporations to manipulate them in evil ways. The election was a fraud. The plague is phony. Climate change is a hoax. Black Lives Matter is an insurrection. General Robert E. Lee is a true American hero. The list never ends. This week, the Conservative Political Action Conference cheered when they were told the vaccinations for COVID hadn't reached the percentage the current administration had hoped for. Hooray, hooray. It's something like applauding when the fire truck gets to the apartment complex completely ablaze, too late to save the occupants. Hooray, hooray. Government employees, those firefighters, bad, bad. They claim the government is going door to door encouraging you to get vaccinated, supposedly to protect yourself and your neighbors. Oh, right, like our government cares. What next? Door-to-door gun confiscation, they ask. Their hero, DJ Trump, actually snuck out and got himself and his missus, wait for it, yep, vaccinated. Jumped right to the head of the line. Didn't want to make a public scene of it. Just wanted to protect himself. When he contracted COVID, he got all the drugs and care a president is entitled to, but God forbid he would admit that he might have died without those extras that you and I wouldn't have access to. That's leadership. Real leadership. I talked yesterday to some folks from Eastern Washington. They don't believe that COVID is real, just another form of a flu. Nothing to see there. I mentioned how over 600,000 Americans had died of that form of flu. Call it what you want. The Spanish flu is nothing but a flu either. They said they didn't believe the numbers. Forget about arguing that the numbers are probably underreported. Nice folks, but hey, it's hard to have a discussion or a debate when anything you say is countered with a simple, "I don't believe that." They did mention that they made a homemade concoction of elderberry remedy and a gummy bear to ward off colds and flu for their kids. Worked, too. What do you say to that? Do you hope their children contract COVID to prove your point? Or do you run to the supplement store and buy remedies for that loud howling in your ears every morning? Money back guarantee, no doubt.